Selecting your next Angus bull. Careful selection of the most appropriate bulls offers a considerable opportunity to increase productivity and profitability within a beef breeding enterprise, with each bull having the potential to produce hundreds of progeny during its breeding life. Considered bull selection using all the information available on each bull offers the potential to best utilise the genetic differences between Angus bulls and maximise the genetic improvement that is achieved within a beef herd. Setting a breeding objective. The key elements of the success in any breeding program are no different when using Angus bulls to those when using bulls of any breed, being careful planning, the use of good information to assist in decision making, and above all, consistency and patience in the pursuit of desired breeding goals. Before considering decisions regarding bull selection, it is important that producers develop a clearly defined plan of what they are attempting to achieve from their breeding program. This may be described as setting a breeding objective or breeding goals, and should consider aspects such as the relative economic importance of different traits, future customer requirements, future herd production targets, and current herd performance. Likewise, prior to any bull selection decisions being made, it is important that careful consideration be given to the design of the breeding system that will be utilised. There are many different strategies or systems that could be used when utilising Angus genetics within a beef breeding program. These range from straight bred breeding programs to simple crossbreeding systems to more complex composite breeding programs, with no one system being suitable for all breeding herds or enterprises. Selecting a seed stock breeder. When bull selection involves the purchase of bulls, identification of the seed stock breeder or seed stock breeders from which Angus bulls will be purchased is an important consideration. Care should be taken to select seed stock breeders who offer Angus bulls that carry genetics that are consistent with the breeding goals or objectives of the breeding program in which the bulls will be joined, are of equivalent or superior genetic merit to the bulls used within the breeding program in previous years, have a full set of breed plan EBVs and selection index information, particularly for the traits of major importance to the breeding program in which the bulls will be joined, have known status for genetic conditions, and have been subject to a veterinary bull breeding soundness evaluation. Additionally, these breeders should provide information about the vaccination and health treatments that have been provided to the bulls that are available for selection. Non-genetic influences on animal appearance and performance. The appearance and performance of a bull is a combination of its genetics plus a range of non-genetic influences. Non-genetic influences are numerous and include such things as the environment in which the bull has been raised, whether the bull has been supplementary fed both in recent times and in the past, how the bull has been managed, the bull's health status, whether the bull has previously been sick or injured, the age of the bull, whether the bull was reared by a mature cow or a maiden heifer, whether the bull has been fighting excessively or has been bullied, and whether the bull has been previously joined. When selecting Angus bulls, it is important to avoid the distraction of any non-genetic influences on the appearance or performance of the bulls that are available for selection. Ensure selection decisions are focused on identifying bulls that are carrying the genetic package that is most aligned with the breeding objective of the individual breeding program in which the bulls will be joined. considering breed plan information. A range of information is provided on Angus bulls that describes the genetics of each bull that is available for selection. Angus Australia conducts a genetic evaluation using breed plan technology to generate estimated breeding values for a range of economically important traits. Angus breed plan EBVs consider pedigree, performance, and genomic information that is available on a bull and or its relatives to provide an estimate of the bull's genetic merit or breeding value for each trait. In addition, four selection indexes are calculated for Angus bulls within the Angus breed plan analysis, being the Angus breeding index, domestic index, heavy grain index, and heavy grass index. The four selection indexes assist producers using Angus bulls in making balanced selection decisions, taking into account the relevant growth, carcass, and fertility attributes of each bull to identify animals that are most suitable for use within their particular commercial enterprise. The selection indexes calculated for Angus bulls reflect both the short-term profit generated by an animal through the sale of their progeny and the long-term profit generated by their daughters in a self-replacing cow herd. Using Angus breed plan information. Step 1. Identifying the selection index of most relevance. The first step when considering the Angus breed plan information that is provided on Angus bulls is to identify the selection index that is consistent with the breeding objective for the individual breeding program. The Angus breeding index is a general purpose selection index that is suitable for the use in the majority of commercial beef operations, whereas the domestic heavy grain and heavy grass selection indexes are specific to beef operations targeting a defined production system and market endpoint. If none of the selection indexes calculated on Angus bulls are deemed to be relevant, the development of a customized index using herd-specific production information and marketing goals should be considered. For further advice regarding the development of a customized selection index, contact staff at Angus Australia. Having identified the selection index of most relevance, the bulls available for selection can be ranked on their particular selection index. When ranking animals on a selection index, it is important to note Angus breed plan selection indexes can only be used to rank bulls analysed within the Angus breed plan analysis. As with EBVs, the selection indexes calculated for animals in different genetic evaluations are not directly comparable. In addition to ranking the animals available for selection, producers can use selection indexes to benchmark where an animal ranks compared to other animals analysed within the Angus breed plan analysis by comparing its selection index value to the Angus breed plan reference tables. Current reference tables for each selection index can be accessed from the Angus Australia website and are routinely provided in sale and semen catalogues. Having ranked the Angus bulls available for selection on the selection index of relevance, it is important to pay attention to each animal's EBVs to ensure they are carrying appropriate genetics for individual traits of particular importance in the breeding program. For example, producers may pay particular attention to higher 400-day weight and 600-day weight EBVs if trying to decrease the age of turnover. Higher scrotal size EBVs and lower days to calving EBVs if trying to improve weaning rates. Moderate to positive fat EBVs if trying to improve the ability of progeny to fatten earlier or to increase MSA compliance. Higher 600-day weight carcass weight, IMF, and docility EBVs if trying to increase eating quality and MSA index. Moderate milk EBVs if trying to moderate milk production in a sire's daughters. A simple way of considering an animal's individual EBVs is to set acceptable ranges for the individual EBVs of particular importance. In this scenario, the bulls available for selection would initially be ranked on the selection index of relevance, but any animal whose individual EBVs fall outside of the acceptable range would be excluded from selection. Considering genetic conditions. Genetic conditions or defects caused by DNA abnormalities are present in all breeds of cattle. These conditions range from poor growth performance, structural unsoundness, through to lethal conditions where all affected animals are not born alive. The status of Angus bulls is routinely reported for several genetic conditions, including AM, NH, CA, and DD. The importance placed on the genetic condition status of an animal when selecting bulls for use in a beef breeding program will depend on the genetics of the cow herd in which they will be used, in particular, whether carrier bulls have been used previously and consequently whether some females may be carriers, and whether some female progeny will be retained or sold as breeders. As a general recommendation, only Angus bulls that have been tested free or calculated to be free of known genetic conditions should be considered for use in commercial beef breeding programs. Seedstock breeders may opt to use carrier bulls and undertake a genomic testing program of the resultant progeny to identify those that are free of the genetic condition. Irrespective of the breed, it is a high risk to use bulls with an unknown status for genetic conditions. Breeding soundness. It is important that all Angus bulls selected for use within a breeding program are sound and capable of getting their allocation of cows in calf within a given time frame. When evaluating bulls for soundness, it is important to focus on components that will adversely affect the function of the bull and avoid the distraction of aesthetic features. The recommended procedure for evaluating bulls is the Veterinary Bull Breeding Soundness Evaluation, or the VBBSE examination, as developed by the Australian Cattle Veterinarians. A full VBBSE assessment of an animal includes individual identification, history, plus five key components. These are a general physical examination, including structure and upper reproductive tract, an examination of the testes and measurement of scrotal size, collection and assessment of a semen sample, a serving assessment to evaluate libido and mating ability, and laboratory examination of sperm morphology. At a minimum, Angus bulls should only be selected for use within a breeding program if they have been subject to and passed a VBBSE examination for the first three components previously mentioned. Evaluation of libido, mating ability, and sperm morphology are particularly important for high-value bulls, or in intensive situations where bulls will be single-sire mated or subject to heavier mating loads. In situations where VBBSE is not conducted, it is important to assess bulls visually and/or consider any assessment of structural soundness that may be available. Information from independent assessment of structural soundness by an accredited assessor is often provided on Angus bulls. Key considerations include assessment of testicle size and consistency, sheath, hind leg structure, front leg structure, and feet conformation. Further information on assessing breeding soundness is available from the Australian Cattle Veterinarians website. Breeding health. A number of diseases are prevalent in Australia that result in reduced weaning rates due to lower conception rates and or increased rates of abortion. These diseases can be avoided or minimised through vaccination. It is important to only select Angus bulls for use within a breeding program that have received the appropriate vaccinations and health treatments, with Angus bulls being routinely vaccinated for clostridial diseases, pestivirus, vibriosis, leptospirosis, and in some environments, three-day sickness, tick fever, and botulism. The vaccinations and health treatments that should be conducted will vary with each breeding enterprise, and a local veterinarian should be consulted if there is any doubt as to what is appropriate for the breeding program in which the bulls will be joined. Considering other selection criteria of importance. Other selection criteria of importance that may also be considered when selecting Angus bulls for use in beef breeding programs include temperament. In all situations, only bulls with acceptable temperament should be selected. Pedigree. Maintaining genetic diversity is an important consideration in any breeding program, and the pedigree of the bulls that are available for selection should be carefully compared to the pedigree of the females to which they are to be joined. Any bulls that are too closely related should not be considered for selection. Coat and hide characteristics. When selecting bulls for use in Northern Australia, selection of bulls with slicker coats may improve their adaptability and performance post-relocation, particularly in areas where there are high tick burdens or very high heat load. Other. Any other trait of specific importance to the individual breeding program should also be considered. For example, many people selecting Angus bulls will consider traits such as muscularity, maturity pattern, or various assessments of animal type. It is important to balance selection of any traits of specific importance based on their influence of the profitability of the beef enterprise and avoid the distraction of aesthetic features.